It's Getaway Friday. It's a tremendous day. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We start our third and final hour. We are live in Southern California at the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. We already had Jenny Vrentis. We had Dave Stewart and John Morosi coming in studio. Man, my man is a dynamo. He is so good. So great to have him here. Now the moment many of you have been waiting for, I'm sure. Let me do this. Let me open up the phone lines. And I'm not asking you to try to get a golden ticket. I'm not asking you to try to qualify for the smack off. I'm not even necessarily asking you to try to make the show better or, quote, elevate the conversation. I'm asking you to call and have something for the flight deck. James Kelly, in studio. If you want to talk to the flight deck directly, now is the time to call. Same drill, though. You have to play your way in. You don't just get to be on the air. If you've got a question or a comment or something to share with JK, hit us up right now. It's toll-free. 1-800-636-8686. Last chance to get in a mean tweet. Tweet me at Jim Rome and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Now, what I'm doing here is a segment that's got a ton of context. I need to set this thing up the right way. So make sure that you're paying very close attention right now so you can fully understand and enjoy what is about to go down, because this is as good as it gets. And what's about to go down is this. The Jim Rome Show webmaster, James Kelly, is about to make his on-air debut in the jungle. And I'm about to tell you why that is. You might not have been here when it happened, but if you were, you will always remember where you were. 6 weeks ago, I received an email from Eric in Orlando. Eric was watching the show on TV on a Friday. He noticed somebody sitting in the XR4 TI control room that he did not recognize. And again, it's because it was on Friday. Fridays only, James Kelly, extremely critical member of the XR4 TI. On Fridays only, he will come into the office to get a little FaceTime and remind us all that he does, in fact, work with us, that he is a member of the XR4 TI. But it's only on Friday. Eric in Orlando did not know that. So he scripts or he crafts this take where he writes, quote, "Who is that dude sitting next to Hawk? Peyton Manning? An F-14 Tomcat could easily land on that flight deck that he calls a forehead." Quote, end of quote. That email single-handedly rerouted this program for a month and a half. No topic has gotten anywhere near as much run as the runway below James Kelly's hairline. And ever since that day, he's earned the gloss flight deck. And you clones have been murdering him relentlessly for the past 6 weeks. So, when I was nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame, I told you, if my man, or if you get me in, I will meet 7 of your demands that I pulled from the box of chaos. And my man, James Kelly, James freaking Kelly, is so damn popular right now, he made 2 of the 7 demands that I pulled. 2 of the 7 were in reference to his flight deck forehead. So when we found out on Monday that I did not get into the Hall of Fame, I ripped up every single demand except for this one. And the demand, as you might recall, read, make James Kelly read mean tweets about his forehead. Because all of you went as hard for me as you did, it's time for me to give something back to you. Well, time for the flight deck to give something back to you. And he's here today to make good on that demand. So, if you're watching, or if you're listening, get it to Twitter right now. Shoot me a tweet at Jim Rome. Tag Hawk as well at I'm Adam Hawk. Get your tweets in right now about the flight deck's five head, and he will read them this very segment. However, before we get to that point, I want to make full use of this time and get to know the flight deck better. Well, I know the kid, but I want you to get to know the flight deck better. And I want to be very clear about what I'm saying. My man's been with this team now nearly a decade. This is a huge, huge James Kelly house. He has a huge, huge forehead, but this is a huge James Kelly house. I am a huge JK guy, an extremely valued member of the XR4 TI. He's been riding with this show for 8 years. He is an awesome dude. He is the only one here that gives a damn or knows anything about horse racing, something else that means something to me. So, I can't help it. I can't help that Eric in Orlando wrote that in email. I can't help that all of you loved it as much as you did and literally demanded more of it. But this guy is a good dude. He joins me right now in studio. My man, James Kelly. How you feeling, bro?
A little nervous, but I'm all right, Jim.
No way, dude. You sound great. You sound more nervous than Alvin, man. And Alvin's the most nervous guy ever. All right, so first things first. You're the ultimate team guy, or this would not be going down the way it is. What did you first think when you heard that email read, the one that Eric in Orlando wrote?
I knew the second, obviously. I know the audience very well, and I knew the second we got cameras back there, it was probably going to happen. Actually, I knew it was going to happen. But the way that Eric Orlando did it, I actually got nothing but love for him, because the way that he transitioned from the anger of Jeff in San Antonio right to my Peyton Manning forehead, I it's funny, man. It cracked me up. I was laughing about it. I'm still laughing about it. It was great. So I have nothing but love for Eric.
Good
I
think man. He's good. Good man. All right. So in terms of Peyton Manning, has anybody ever mentioned your resemblance to Peyton Manning prior to that?
My family's from Denver, so the second that they signed him or brought him around there and they saw that dome, yeah, it was pretty much on right there.
The flight deck joining me in studio. Speaking of family, now you've got family in Colorado. I would imagine they're watching right now. What do they think of your celebrity and how quickly you blew up? Like, you're an eight-year overnight sensation. What does your fam make of this?
My family loves it. My family's the best. I mean, they've been making fun of my head since I was in second grade. I mean, literally, I'm like 145 pounds, and most people that have this size of head are about 240, 250. I have an uncle that's about 6'6", 280. And my head was as big as his when I was in second grade. So did they love it.
Did they all know as early as second grade that there was something unique and different about you, the size of your forehead?
Dude.
I mean, dude, you had all your hair in second grade.
Barely. At that point, I did. Come around junior high, high school is a little bit different. But, yeah, they knew. I mean, Jim, I played Little League football, and you go to the shed to get your helmet. And literally, I'm the smallest guy there, and it wouldn't go over my dome. They had to bring me down to Sportsline and fit a freaking helmet for
me. This is absolutely incredible. So they had to get you a custom-made helmet, and you were the smallest guy on the team.
For a 55-pound man.
All right, now, during the Hall of Fame campaign, we found out through Twitter that you know Giants pitcher Mark Melancon. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you know this guy?
He's from my hometown. So my uncle coached him all the way through since he was like 7 years old, all the way through high school. And then I kind of coached in junior high to help those guys, but he's like the best guy in the world, and his family's like the best guy in the world. So I've known him for, I don't know, 20-some years probably.
So incredibly, not only do you know this guy, you coached this guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't listen
like, was
much.
He like, Coach Flight Deck, I got a question. Coach Flight Deck, I got to ask you something.
Yeah, and I'm like, let it fly. I mean, every single time.
Oh, no, dude, I think there's something to it because he got on Twitter and said, in fact, you coached him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows that. He crushes me. He's a great guy. But
does he check in with you still yet? Like, hey, Coach, I'm having a little trouble with this. I can't make this adjustment. Mechanically, I feel like I'm off.
No,
can you come work with me?
That's why he's a 3-time All-Star. He left me back in junior high.
All right, Deck, I've got a gigantic, massive sheet of tweets right here. There are countless others that are still pouring in.
Right,
are you ready to read your mean tweets?
Let's do it.
All right, Alvy, can I get my Top Gun music bed? Dude, don't rush through these things either, man. Take your time. Give it a shot. You got to read them
at
out loud, bro. Don't
D
read them to yourself, man. Nobody can hear you if you're reading it to yourself.
I'm just looking for a second. At Mike D.
Don't
for
look
three
at anything, man. Just read
tweet
what's in front of you.
James Kelly's favorite song, Headstrong by Trap.
First of all, you're reading too quickly. All right, so there's the first one. What else you got?
Leggy Peggy tweets, question, what did James Kelly get for Christmas? Answer, not a hat. Not funny.
Answer, not a hat, not funny. All right, so far so good. What else you got?
At Haunted 00 Horse, Evel Knievel had only a single regret before his passing. I never got to jump that forehead.
You know who the hell I am?
All right. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Let me break up this read so you can get a hold of yourself. Oh, Rick in Buffalo wants in. We go to Buffalo. Rick, you're on with the flight deck. What's up, Rick?
What an honor this is, James Kelly. Longtime fan. I'm in a little bind here, my man, and was hoping you could help me out. I really want to throw a surprise 13th birthday party for my daughter next month, but I'm a little short on table space. Was wondering if I could rent out your forehead for a few hours. And don't worry, I'll pay top dollar for that kind of real estate, and I promise to mop it clean afterwards. I'll even throw in a couple tips on how to successfully manage a receding airline. because right now you're failing miserably, brother. You're the best, JK. I'll be in touch. I'm out.
Rack him, Rick in Buffalo. We'll see him on the 20th. And also participating, that opens up a phone line. If you want to talk to the flight deck, go ahead and make that call right now. 1-800-636-8686. Give me a few more mean tweets, JK.
RL in Seattle.
FD, I mean.
RL in Seattle tweets, JK's head looks like a big-ass thumb with hair.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
A big-ass thumb with hair. What else you got?
Oh, no. Okay. Lee in Vancouver. Tweets.
Okay, here it comes.
When JK is a passenger in a car, the driver has to ask him, "We good?" right before driving under an overpass. Hashtag flight deck.
It's the best thing I've heard since Romageddon. We good. What else?
Finn tweets, when James Kelly's head and Leffen Laguna's ears combine, they form, well, I'm not really sure there's a word to accurately describe something that huge and monstrous.
Combination of his ears and your head. Let's see. I'm looking for a telephone call to break up these amazing tweets. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Moscow. Slava in Moscow. You're on with the flight deck. Slava, what's going on?
Yeah, thank you very much, Jim. You know, the tweet's not bad for American, but I feel that no one is stating the obvious. You know, our man James, he looks like a Vladdy Putin Jr. Not to mention coming in every Friday, you know, it's very, you know, suspicious. You know, he better not wander too far off the coast, or he might send the Russian Coast Patrol radar into a frenzy with that noggin. You take care now, James.
Thanks, Slava. He appreciates it. Do want to send the Russians, quote, into a frenzy with that noggin. What else you got?
Beaks in Studio City tweets, James, you weren't supposed to rub the clear on your forehead, Chief. Sincerely, Barry Bonds.
Bro, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Beaks repping the 818. What else?
Liz in Fall City. James Kelly's dreams are in IMAX.
Liz. That's her best since she blew up Blake Shelton.
Jake in Buffalo tweets, the theme song for James Kelly's face is Landslide.
It's turned out to be a jungle jukebox based on your head and your face. Let's go back to the phones. Christian in Maine. It is the flight deck's day. He's reading mean tweets. He's taking mean telephone calls. Hey, Christian, you're on with the flight deck. What's up?
Oh, my God, James Kelly. What's up, man? I can't believe it. You're the only guy that really, really proves that Kyrie Irving knows what flat Earth is about. But I want to know what the zip code on that flight deck is.
303 for life.
That's an area code, bro. That's not a zip code.
My bad.
That is your bad.
91101.
Read me another tweet or two.
I need some more.
In fact,
more.
Read them all. Yeah. You need more?
I need more.
What, are you self-editing? Are they not good enough for you? You've got like 50 of them there.
Tantrum.
Do I got to read these for you? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I need more, man.
What's wrong with the ones you have?
Casey tweets, pretty sure the entire Cliffhanger movie was filmed on JK's forehead.
I'm pretty sure of that, too. I'm pretty sure
That's
of that.
Right.
SA Sports honks in. James Kelly's adjustable bed groans when it has to raise his head. You couldn't have read that? It's funnier when you read them. It's funnier when you read them because you're not as good at reading as I am. So you should read them. What else you got?
Gar in the 608 tweets. People said I had a big forehead. Then I saw James Kelly. Wow. Signed Rocky Dennis.
Not cool.
No.
It's not cool at all. Yeah, exactly. Can y'all keep Rocky Dennis out your mouth? I mean, that's not cool. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones on that note. All right, this guy will understand. This guy will help. Let's go to the bra. Silk bra. Repping the HB. Silk, what's going on?
Bra, what is up? Alvy, what's up, bra?
Hey, Silk. Bra. Hey, Silk, how about this? I mean, all these years you've listened to the program, you've known every single member of the XR4TI. How about James Kelly after 8 years rolling into this studio, Silk, with a head the size he has?
dude, this is next level. And I'm giving New York permission not to run my montage because we just need to concentrate on what's going on screen here. I think my montage would take away from that. Kelly's awesome, bro. What's weird is the juxtaposition of being some sort of computer master with that awful Southern drawl, bro. I should be doing voiceovers for Friday Night Lights. But what I want to do is if they can get the New York crew to juxtapose a picture of James Kelly's forehead and the swells at Half Moon Bay in NoCal, bro, that would be a good comparison. But you guys have a good time, man. This is really awesome. Alvy,
brah. Good job.
Brah.
And that was not the fake silk. That was the real silk. And again, I want to get his thoughts on this because that guy has seen pretty much everything that's ever happened on this show. There's more.
Oh,
keep it up, Flight Deck. Listen, he is editing on the fly. We are running out of some of these mean tweets, although we should not be. It's not too late. Take your last shot. We're doing this live. The Flight Deck is in studio. I'm making good on one of the demands, even though I did not get into the Hall of Fame. Hit me at Jim Rome or hit at I'm Adam Hawk.
Cruz Pettergon.
Uh-oh.
Tweets. I've raced at drag strips all across the country, but I'm curious on what kind of elapsed times I could get on that quarter-mile drag strip James Kelly calls a forehead.
Cruz Pettergon coming in and talk junk. Love it.
Gar in the 608 tweets. Nope.
Did you just do that one?
I did that one.
Come on, man. Dude, with a head that big, I thought you had a big brain. You just read that one, man. Come on.
Let's go. Total Big E tweets. JK's forehead gives hope to flat earth truthers.
Funny. Right. Sort of funny, but not really.
Yeah. Rick Clones. Carpenter. Okay.
Go ahead.
Rick Carpenter tweets, James Kelly had to custom order a MyPillow, and now are they selling it to the rest of the general public as a mattress topper?
1-800-636-8686. Let's get a phone call in here. This is a rare opportunity to talk to James Kelly. This may, in fact, never happen ever again. Take advantage of the opportunity. He's in studio. He's rolling telephone calls. Nick in Iowa. Nick, you're on the air with the Flight Deck. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, James, can I get a big shout out to Trapper for his Oregon State Beavers winning the World Series in, you guessed it, Pinky's Town, Omaha? Can I hear an Omaha?
Omaha?
It's just like him. Hey, let me ask you something, Pinky. How's Eli doing? What are you expecting from your brother Eli at age 37?
Idiot kicker.
Big year, Jim.
Dude, what were you thinking when you blew up Vanderjack the way you did and you called him our idiot kicker? What was going through your mind when Lynn Swann stopped you on the sideline and you just... I mean, I've never heard you go off like that, Pink Man. Anyway, what's popping, Twitter? All right, let's go
to... I thought
Alvin
was going to play it, sorry.
Los Angeles. This guy wants in. Matt in L.A. wants to get in and talk to the Flight Deck. What's up, Matt?
Romy Rome. Hey, yo. When did the hipster Frankenstein become a part of the XR4TI crew? Good God, Jim. James Kelly has a full slab roll of bologna deli meat between his eyebrows and hairline. Look at the big brain on James. Or beluga whales having small foreheads than JK in real time. Outro.
Wow.
Matt's funny for once.
Matt's funny for once. All right, you're running out of time. I'm floating this thing way out. What else you got? Have you read them all? You got a few more?
No, I got a few more. Jason tweets, does Kelly put a slippery when wet sign on his forehead when it rains? No, I don't, Jason. But thank you.
But thank you. Give me some more.
Need more, guys. I've read like 30 of them.
1-800-636-8686.
Leggy Peggy tweets.
Read the ones that were not checked for you to read. You already read Leggy Peggy, unless she got in again.
She got in probably again.
Dude, your short-term memory is absurd. Given the size of your head and what I would think the brain that goes along with that head, dude, you can't remember something you said 5 seconds ago.
Jake in Buffalo tweets, James Kelly had frosted tips in the late 90s just due to altitude.
That's solid.
He tweets, James Kelly's first job was a drive-in movie theater as the screen.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
It's generally where Den Less is, where he lives, what he does. What else you got? I got
you're everyone's
I've read them all, Jim.
Okay, good. Then one more telephone call, and I'll relieve you of your duties. Let's go to OKC. Adam, in the OKC, our last telephone call. Adam, you're on
hey,
the flight deck.
On,
what's up?
Thanks for the fine.
You got it. What's up?
If James Kelly ever puts on a headband, he is going to look like Shatter.
Like what?
If James Kelly ever puts on a headband, he is going to look like the planet Saturn.
Saturn. Got it. All right, Adam, thank you very much. Hey, bro, do you have any headbands? Throw one on so you look like the planet Saturn. All right, dude, we made good on that thing. I think that went pretty well.
Thanks, man.
Well, for the rest of us, that was fun. Thanks, man.
Glad you all enjoyed it.
We had a great time with it, JK. Thanks for being a tremendous sport. Thanks for the great work. And I mean this sincerely. You are a valued member of the XR4TI. You've done a great job. You never know when you're getting an email like that. Like, I don't know why he sent that email. I don't know how it got on the way it did or how it resonated the way it did, but I think you've done this long enough to know the second that thing hit the airwaves, there was no turning back. There was no coming back. No.
I'm good with it. I enjoy it. Thanks, Jim.
All right, dude. You'll never have to buy a beer ever again in any jungle town, I don't think. James freaking Kelly. The flight deck. Good job, bro. Really well done. Flight deck if you need him. My man's tremendous. You know, he's kind of like Hawk in that he took one for the team, except unlike Hawk, he's really likable. Just playing with you, Hawk. No, I'm not. All right, so there are your mean tweets as read by the legend himself, James Kelly. My man is so good at his job and an extremely, extremely valued member of the XR4TI. And as he points out, I hope y'all had fun. Pinky, the flight deck. Put a headband on that thing. It'll look like the planet Saturn. Cut that meat, flight deck. James Kelly. All right, we'll come right back. I went way heavy. My apologies to our programmers along the way, but I want to make sure that the flight deck got all the respect that he deserved. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Man, you got to be kidding me about that. Listen, my clock is jacked up because Flight Deck's forehead is jacked up. So this is going to be a short segment. Just keep that in mind. If you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. As good as that was, and that was great, could you imagine if I did get into the Hall of Fame and I had to make good on all of those demands? That was just 1 of 7. What if I would have rolled that into a sit-down conversation with my son, Rogan Loam, and then spun that into Najee resets during a self-gloss Friday? It would have been the most amazing day ever. In and of itself, that was good. In and of itself, that was very, very good. But imagine if I'd gotten into the Hall of Fame and I had to pay back all those demands. The flight deck into Rogan Loam, into Najee, into self-gloss Friday. Man, what could have been? What could have been? Maybe next year if I get on the ballot again. We'll see. In the meantime, you can't take that from him or us. That was fun. James Kelly, like a boss, rolling with it like a boss. So glad he read those things. When we return, how much of that is going to make Alvin's week that was? We'll find out. Once again, it's Getaway Friday for me. I'm off on Monday, Tuesday. Everybody's off on Wednesday. And then I'm back on Thursday, which means you're losing. You're losing days leading up to the smack-off. You're running out of opportunities to qualify for the smack-off. I give the guest hosts a lot of autonomy, not enough autonomy to give away a golden ticket. They cannot do that when I'm not here. You have to keep that in mind. All right, let's take a short time out. Here's a sports update for you. Rich Ackerman has this one. CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
And Jim, the NBA season may be over, but the next one just beginning is the free agency period just a few days away. And LeBron James set to hit the market again, reportedly telling the Cavaliers he is declining the option on his $35 million contract for next year. LeBron already left once before going to Miami, and the big question is whether he'll go to L.A. this time. He won't be the only star on the free agent market, as he'll be joined by Paul George, among others. The Yankees host the Red Sox with first place on the line in the American League East. Boston currently has a one-game lead and enters the series tied with the Astros for the most wins in baseball with 55. CC Sabathia will start the opener against Eduardo Rodriguez, looking for his 10th win of the year. Red Sox acquired Steven Pierce from the Blue Jays yesterday. He's now played for every team in the AL East, and manager Alex Cora likes the versatility he adds.
Everybody knows that he hits left-handed pitching. He knows the division, obviously. He's a good player. He's swinging the bat well. Gives an option against lefties. He can play first. He can play the outfield. He can DH.
The Astros are in Tampa tonight with 9-1 Garrett Cole on the mound, looking to get Houston its fourth straight win. The Capitals named Todd Reirden their new head coach. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Tiki.
And I'm Tierney.
Nothing better than a hot dog, a cold drink on a hot summer day.
And us, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, CBS Sports Radio.
You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Get excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Still ahead. Your telephone calls. Alvy's week that was. The ATP. I'm going to try and get to a smack-off player profile if I have time for that. ATP is coming up momentarily. The ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. You want to get guaranteed low prices. Amazing customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The ATP is upcoming. I want to do this first because this is the guy that started the entire thing regarding the flight deck. This is the guy that sent the email that turned this show upside down about a month and a half ago. Eric in Orlando. If not for Eric in Orlando, we don't have that segment with James Kelly, a.k.a. Flight Deck. Eric, can you believe that you sent that email and look what it resulted into? Look what happened. That segment, the Flight Deck. I mean, Eric, what do you make of this whole thing? Because you're the reason it all happened.
Romy, that segment was absolutely stupendous. I tried to get in. I wanted to thank James Kelly myself. He's a great guy, great sport. And he's always welcome here. Any of you guys, come on down. We're going to take you fishing, whatever. I mean, I really wanted to thank you for that segment. Thanks, James Kelly. He's a great sport. You guys continue to rock.
Yeah, you too, Eric. Thanks for writing that email to begin with, because had you not done that, we wouldn't have that. And you're right. James Kelly's an amazing sport. He loved it. Well, I don't know if he loved that, but he loved the email when it popped. And he's done this long enough to know, uh-oh, that was an instant classic. Instantly iconic. And it just took off from there. Eric in Orlando, that guy who just called was the guy who wrote that email. He was the one who glossed him, Flight Deck. ATP, Andrew in Concord. I've been listening to your show for about 15 years. I always hear you talking about Bombay Sapphire Gin. I have not touched a drop of gin in 25 years. I was wondering, how do you like your Sapphire Gin? On the rocks? Do you mix it with anything? I just bought a small bottle. I want to make sure I got it right. Love your show. Keep up the great work. All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Listen, dude, if you've been listening for 15 years, you should know how I drink this stuff. And if you haven't had gin in 25 years, look the hell out. I generally, at this point in my life, and for several years now, just really quickly to rehash this, I'm not a guy that drinks anything from Sunday to Thursday, all work nights. Friday and Saturday, I will get my cocktail on. And when I do, I'm not playing. I drink it straight up. I like a martini. I drink it straight up. I order it the same way every time. When I do it, now I've changed up a little bit. I was exclusively Bombay for a long time. Kind of go back and forth right now. I'll mix in some vodka. I'll mix in some other gin. But whenever I drink it, I order it and drink it the same way. Straight up, martini, extra dry. I don't want any vermouth. I don't want it dirty. I don't want blue cheese olives. I go straight up, extra dry, olives, martini. And then my two kids eat the olives. I haven't had an olive like in 3 or 4 years. So, Andrew, if that's how you're going to do it, if you want to do it the way I do it, first of all, I hate to say it, a small bottle is not how I do it. You take one of those airplane bottles, there's not enough in an airplane bottle for your martini. If you want to drink it like that, though, man, chill it, shake it up. I don't stir it, I shake it. Shake it up, crush it. But I'm not exclusive to Bombay anymore. I'll go Hendrix. Not a big tank guy. No lets I like. And there is your ATP. Alvy. Man, it's been a crazy Friday, Alvy. Even for you, if you're ready, will you let that week that was rip?
One week calls tonight!
Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday morning to you. My name is Jim Rome. What's going on? Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to be with you. Lots to get done. We're getting to a really critical part of the summer. It seems like it's a dead zone, but for the program, it's not. Lots to get done. First up, though, let's start with the NBA. The LeBron Watch 2018 is now in full effect. What it really means is everyone is desperate to find out where LeBron is going, and they'll take any crumb they can find and treat it like a meal. And maybe he just wanted to freshen up the look of his social.
That's cool.
Then again, LeBron does everything for a reason. That reason is coming to Los Angeles.
Allegedly.
Email.
I can't guarantee I'll ever get in, but I can guarantee many more years of lava and laughs. I might not be a Hall of Famer, but you can't tell me I'm not funny. The one thing I really wanted to have happen, I wanted to sit in studio and co-host a segment with Logan Rome.
Logan
and I are going to go to a pier and throw our dog tags off the pier together and drove right to Benihana's next door and drowned our sorrows in fried rice. Mo Bamba.
I actually wanted to be number five. Simply because Kevin Garnett wore number 5, and he was one of my favorite players.
No studio stormings. 2018. No studio stormings. Nobody comes in. Can Left in Legimic Beach win this thing without his gun? I'm saying I would not sleep on this guy. I think that's not a guy that you want to underestimate.
Time to die.
Tariq Cohen joining us.
In the preseason during the Arizona Cardinals game, Jordan had got poked in the eye. Told me I was going to start right before the game. I was so nervous. And I was going against the ones when I got in the game. So I was like, yeah, I probably can make an impact in this league.
Do not make me thumb out a text to quote Nosemar Garcia Papa, Michael Porter Jr. Why wouldn't I want it to be two of the best in the game in KD and the Freak?
Man, that's exactly how I was thinking about it. Like, that by no means was trying to say I'm at that level yet.
I'm not gonna
because
get
as long as Bill Russell was in the building and he's clowning fools, the whole award show is worth it.
I would kick your ass
and flip your ass off also.
Coolest things ever happened to me.
Dave Yeager, are you gonna find any time to get back to the farm and maybe rip some stuff out of the ground with your tractor?
I was dying for you to ask, man. I'm so fired up to get my chainsaw going.
That's the best. The kid from Palmdale always knew it. Now the world will too. Tom Verducci joining us. He could be the MVP every single season that he plays.
He is keeping the Angels' heads above water here by himself. Mike Trout's doing that.
Email.
Or a father-daughter dance to Odom's on the Pipe. Close your eyes for a minute and think. Could you imagine pulling your daughter close and dancing to this?
Odom's on the Pipe. Now resides in my bedroom.
I sent Bill Laimbeer a letter one time when we were playing the Pistons and said, "Dear Bill, f*** you, Charles Barkley."
You know me, finals I've been
if
in.
If they come away from this with nothing, don't tell me that's not a problem. Of course it does.
I'm Magic Johnson.
And you're not. David Price. It seems like you're joking around with the media more than ever before.
I guess it's just having a personality. Have fun with it. Do it the wrong way. Your words get twisted around, so be it.
Your grill looks like your parents flipped a coin when you were a baby. Heads was to give you a pacifier, and tails was to take turns firing slap shots at your gum.
Mona, who gets a golden
ticket? I can beat that.
And a gunshot wound.
You want to say you got shot? Wow, that's amazing. Good story.
Like, right before I'm about to go in the game, I pooped my pants.
You know, if I did that and somebody said to me, hey, Rome, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
So I'm jogging into the game to pitch with poop in my pants.
I'm just keeping that story in my back pocket.
Accidental fecal matter release syndrome.
Mike Hazen.
I mean, look, you'd rather he do it before the outing than while he's out on the mound, right?
Right.
So if it's got to happen, it's got to happen.
Cramped up during it.
We finished that glorious match.
The funny thing about it is the first time that we were intimate dating.
Justin, get out of the water. Shark. Justin.
Bro, hydrate.
Do whatever you want. Just don't tell us about it. Hit it with a banana.
Uh-oh.
Miles Michaelis, the Lizard King.
You know, just down the hatchet went.
What do you pair with a live lizard? I mean, do you go IPA? Do you go red wine? What do you do?
You want to go like a Mountain Dew.
Daniel Carcillo is my guest. Have the NHL and the NHLPA done enough to protect and educate their players?
No, not at all. They do zero. Never once in 9 years did I hear anything about repetitive head trauma.
Chris Cyborg, you know, you never had the opportunity to fight Ronda. Do you think that Ronda was afraid of you?
Yes. When she fought Holly and she fought Amanda, why she ran from me? Like she's, you know, no would like to fight me, for sure.
So I'm here to throw my ring in the smack-off pool. Maneuver ring, that is.
I mean, would it just be two guys standing in the middle of the ring with nothing happening for 3 minutes? And that's what the smack-off would be without me, Ron.
Email.
We need you to bring Roger Rabbit Goodell on and tell him how it is, like you did Daniel Stern.
Damn, oh, stop
Daniel.
It.
I'm sure Daniel appreciates you bringing him up. Dave Stewart, Ken Seiko. He gets his own wing in whatever hall you want to put him in.
Playing with him was not my favorite thing to do. Being away from the ballpark with him was one of my most favorite things.
Hey, Rome, better don't think I'm not going to be there. I'm Woodscope. I'm going to break down my call from Tuesday.
JK's head looks like a big-ass thumb with hair. When JK is a passenger in a car, the driver has to ask him, we good? Right before driving under an overpass.
Angel hair pasta as a contrast.
I'm Magic Johnson.
Edmonton.
Diaper rash.
Scratching his balls.
Riding the frog.
And I don't know how to iron.
Signed Rocky Dennis.
Now resides in my bedroom.
Wow.
That's funny for once.
Good night now, Los Angeles.
Flight deck. Wow. Matt from L.A. is funny for once. The flight deck, James Kelly. None of this would have been possible without the flight deck himself. It is a getaway Friday for me, so I've got a short week next week. Clones, quick heads up. That means you're running out of time. We've got 21 days until the smack-off. Again, 21 days is not 21 shows. It's 21 days. So you're running out of time. Quick heads up. I'm not in on Monday, but Napes will be here. Grant Napier. That's a pro's pro. Grant Napier is going to hold it down. He will do a great show for you. Brian Weber coming in on Tuesday. Bill Ryder will do the show from New York on Wednesday, on the 4th. So I appreciate those guys a lot for picking me up. And then I will be back on Thursday and Friday. And the fact is, you are running out of time. The countdown to Smack-Off 24, continuing. Now we're 3 weeks out, 21 days until the TV debut of the main event. And I want to reiterate one more time before I go away for the weekend. I'm talking days, not shows. 21 days is not 21 shows. In fact, you'd have to invert that number for the amount of shows that are left until the smack-off. Really, when you include today, and today's over, 12 shows left until Friday, July 20th. I'm off Monday, I'm off Tuesday, I'm off Wednesday. And as I mentioned, Grant Napier's coming in, Brian Weber, Bill Ryder. I love these guys. They get free reign to do the show as they see fit, but they don't have that kind of autonomy. Not enough autonomy to give away the golden tickets. You're on the clock. I want you to think about this during the long weekend. I want you to come in late next week and try to get yours. Quickly. He was in. He's back. Vic in NoCal. Victor, what's going on?
Dude, I wasn't going to call, but I saw James Kelly on my screen, and now I see what everybody's been talking about. But you see, unlike the rest of those ghouls, James, I actually want to help you out with that little receding hairline thing you got going there, man. You see, there's this magical ointment that they sell down in Mexico. A couple of my cousins have used it. It works wonders. I mean, one of them went down all the way from like a 7 head down to a much more manageable 5 head. It's some kind of proprietary secret blend. They don't really want to tell you what's in it. Maybe it's like scorpion venom mixed with stem cells or something. But the point is it works, okay? I'm going to buy about 100 gallons of it and ship it to you. I'll just use that same address I used to send Hawk that awesome Space Cats t-shirt he's wearing. I'm also going to send some to Mark in Hollywood while I'm at it, because he badly needs it too. Our little chia pet experiment that we tried on his head didn't really work like we hoped it would, sadly. So yeah, you two guys, make sure to be on the lookout for that. Check your mail daily. And from there, once it arrives, all you guys have to do on your end is just pull your money together and find some pilot you can hire for like half an hour to go up in a crop duster and spray you guys with it, okay? I hear Les and Laguna might have a Groupon discount for that you can use, so check with him. Good luck, guys.
Good to have you back, Victor. Vic in NoCal, Collins Weiss this week. He'll be here on the 20th. Very special thank you to the flight deck, James Kelly. Read the mean tweets and absolutely crushed it. Good job, JK. He went ballistic. Jenny Prentice, Dave Stewart, John Morosi was in studio as well. What an amazing Friday that was. Clones have a great holiday weekend. Again, Grant Napier's in on Monday. Brian Weber's coming in on Tuesday. Bill Ryder coming in on Wednesday. Happy 4th to everybody. And I will see you right back here late next week. Man, we're up against it. We're running out of time in terms of the smack-off. Over the weekend, think about what you can do to get yourself into the field. And I will see you next week. We're out.